Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. The hollyhock is a symbol of growth and rebirth because of its tendency to reproduce in abundance. It's a plant that has been used since long ago for various medical purposes. All of its parts, leaves, roots, and flowers are edible. It is popularly grown in gardens due to its attractive, bright-colored flowers and easy growing ability. This plant grows up to 8 feet in height. Flowers may vary in color from dark red to orange, including pink and yellow too. It can grow in a wide variety of soils, but cannot grow in wet conditions. Sandy soil is preferred by darker red color, while clay soil is preferred by lighter colors. The leaves of the plant are large, rough, and heart-shaped. The entire plant is lightly covered with prickly hairs. It has a long blooming time from June to August. There are many ways to use hollyhock. Here are some of those ways. It can be used as an inflammation smoothing tea. Hollyhock is well known by its cooling demulcent quality, meaning it helps smooth irritation and inflammation by creating a film over the mucosa it comes in contact with. You can use hollyhock as an herbal tea to help smooth inflammation of tissues in the gut, bladder, and respiratory systems. It also has a neutral taste, which makes it easy to blend with other herbs. Hollyhock can be used as a mouthwash and herbal rinse to smooth inflammation in the mouth and gums. It can help ease symptoms from a dry cough, hoarse throat, and inflamed tonsils. You can eat the petals and the young leaves. The flowers are reported to contain flavonoids, which has a number of medical benefits, including antioxidants and anti-inflammatory. The flowers can be eaten raw or cooked, but the leaves need to be cooked before eating. However, be aware that hollyhocks may be sprayed with pesticides and treated with chemicals. So before eating the plant, make sure the plant has not been sprayed or also infected with insects. You can also use the plant as a poultice, which is a soft mass of the plant. This is then applied to the body to relieve soreness, swelling, and inflammation, and kept in place with a cloth. These are just a few ways to use hollyhock. There are many other purposes for this common plant worldwide. Hollyhock truly is more than just another pretty flower around the house and garden. This is for educational purposes only and not medical advice. This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMFLP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health, Butte.